guys. I'm Viola Benson. Welcome to Too Tired to Be Crazy with me on every Thursday. Today, my guest is Jared Ng.
Ng.
Fuck, I was so close. I always butcher everyone's names. Jared Ng.
I'm sure everyone would butcher your real last name.
Oh my God, don't call me out. No one knows that. Oh, fuck. You're just
turn the table.
He's kidding. Benson is a real last name.
Okay.
Anyway, so Jared is known for having one of the largest online tabloid. Is that a tabloid? Would you consider
an entertainment news website?
One of the largest entertainment news websites, especially when it comes, I would say, to like pop culture, is probably the largest. He's known. You've probably seen it around. Jared. JustJared.com and JustJaredJr.com. So I thought it'd be really cool to kind of see what it's like to do the behind the scenes of all the celeb stuff that we read about every day. I mean, how many people do you have on your team?
We have 10 editors across America.
I was reading about you and there was a specific, and from like years ago already, and it was a specific number of stories that you guys covered that Just Jared would cover in one day, which was a lot. And I was like, how does he even have time? How many items or pieces do you guys, does JustJared.com produce in a day?
I think it used to be 50, but I think we've ramped it up to about 70, which is kind of crazy because we're a very lean team compared to a lot of the other publications out there. So I'm really proud of my entire team who like keep it up all the time.
That's so crazy. So in a way, 70 pieces a day.
It's crazy.
You guys have that much to write about.
Thankfully, we don't write like in-depth articles, because if we did that type of thing, then those numbers would be a lot lower. But right now, we're just like trying to pump out as much news as possible. There's always something going on, even on holidays.
Yeah.
Like 365.
Okay, so I read that you started your blog. It was a blog at first. And you started in 2005, which is 14 years ago. That's crazy. So how did you get started?
You have to rewind all the way back to my childhood. I didn't grow up with pop culture. My parents are very religious, very conservative, and we didn't grow up with a lot of the pop culture that most average Americans did. We didn't have cable television until I got to college. You know, MTV was a thing then, and that's when I kind of discovered pop music. And that was the era of Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Christina Aguilera. And I started to obsess over this pop music. And, you know, growing up as a kid, I didn't think I was missing anything. Ignorance is bliss. And I just loved this like fun pop element that I didn't have growing up. And I started to binge watch television. I started to go to Broadway shows. I started to finally watch films and appreciate the art of it, the art of storytelling. And I just like love that aspect of it and start to write about it. I always had some sort of online journal about myself growing up. I like coded my own HTML website at that time. And once blogs started to pop up, I started to use those free blogging services. And, you know, my blog kind of just evolved from a journal about myself to a journal about celebrity.
Okay, and then at what point did it kind of blew up, or like at what point were you like, holy shit, this could be something?
I wouldn't say there was one specific point, because obviously I've been doing this for almost 15 years, and I don't know, there's like little stories, little like nods from people in the industry or just even the average consumer that would like notice the brand or like know about Just Jared. I just remember like being at this party in New York. I was still living there. And there was this big publicist, Leslie Sloan, who was representing a lot of this big talent at the time. And I went to this party and I introduced myself and I was like enamored by her. And by the time I left the party, she was like, oh, let me give you my number. She like grabbed my BlackBerry, put her information in, and on the taxi ride home, I started like tearing up because I was like, oh my God, like someone in the industry knows who I am. And like that was like pure validation for me.
That's amazing. So How were you even in getting yourself into these parties or becoming a part of this like world in order to be able to write about these people?
I didn't know a single person in this industry when I first started. I started working out of my parents' house in my bedroom. And once I got to writing about these celebrities, I would reach out to publicists. I would reach out to random managers. You kind of have to like play with it. Like if you know that a certain celebrity is represented by this publicist, I will like search their domain name for like someone else's email address and like kind of like figure it out. And that's how I've made a lot of the contacts that I actually have today. I'll still use that method today. Like if I don't know someone's email address, I'll like know what company they're at and like use that same format for this other email address I have.
Yeah. Okay. Like I feel like what's really funny here is that the way you're talking about it, it feels so normal to you versus to like the regular person. It's actually a lot of hard work, but I feel like it feels like it just came naturally to you and you were like doing this like research in order to find this specific email address. Like I think a lot of people wouldn't put a lot of that together in order to even figure out how to get someone's email or to have the courage to contact someone and all, like that's crazy.
I just loved being in front of a computer. Back when computers only were like, had like green text on the screens. I don't know if anyone remembers that. Obviously, I'm dating myself. I used to literally take books and just like retype the books. Like there was no internet at that time. And I literally just like loved being in front of a computer. I just started like retype books. I like love being on the keyboard. And I just still love to, obviously everyone's on iPhones now or whatever, Samsungs. And people just like love being, I just love being tapped in. I like being in this like this other universe. And that was that universe for me at that time.
So it was like your little escape. That's so cool.
I mean, yeah. I mean, people loved board games at that time. I love being on the computer.
Well, how fast do you type per minute?
I honestly have no idea. I don't think I've ever, I probably tested myself long, long time ago, but now it's not even about being on the computer. It's like how fast can you type with your thumbs?
That's true. I can type really fast and I have fake nails, which is really hard to type. And I still manage to do it, especially when I'm angry. I'm just like.
I know people who only type with one finger. And I'm like.
That's crazy.
How inefficient are you? Like you need to step it up. And do you know how much more time you'd have in your life if you like type with two fingers?
Yeah. When people type slow, I get so irritated. I'll call them. I'll be like, what? What was it? Like, what were you going to say? You're so slow.
Like, can you use a voice note? I mean, like, you need to. My, like, life motto is work smarter, not harder. I need everyone to, like, be efficient because if you're just, like, not efficient, I'm like, could you please hurry it up? Like,
What's your zodiac sign?
I'm an Aries.
Stop. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
What are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Sounds about right.
Thanks. Well, Aries, oh, that's dope. Like Aries definitely have such a passion and a drive for work. Cause I was like wondering when you were talking about work stuff, I was like wondering to myself if you're a Capricorn because they're very work oriented. But you have such a personality about you and your demeanor, you come off a little intimidating. So that makes a lot more sense that you're an Aries.
People say that I hate them when I really don't. Like when I first meet them, I guess I'm not super warm and friendly. But if I know you really well, then I kind of like open up a lot.
I didn't feel like you hate me, but I feel like there's something about you that just comes off indifferent, which honestly feels worse. Like, that's a worse feeling, but I get it because I'm similar to that. But you definitely have, like, that explains it. Like your presence feels known in the room. And it's almost like you either care for someone or you just like feel indifferent about them. It's not even hate.
Interesting. Yeah. I love this psychoanalysis.
Well, I just did a podcast about zodiac signs, but like I'm actually really fond of Aries. I have a lot of friends that are Aries. I feel like I get along well with them because we're passionate in different ways. But I feel like I get them for the most part.
Yeah. When I'm passionate about something, I'm like obsessed.
Me too.
Like I'm like really into like wellness right now. And I was up to like 4 a.m. just like researching.
Like last night?
Yes.
Hey guys, want to talk about one of our sponsors today, which is BetterHelp. I've talked about them before. If there's something that's currently interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. You can connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment, and it's super convenient.
You can get help on your own time at your own pace. You can schedule secure video, phone sessions, text messages, everything. And you can find the perfect therapist for you because they have over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. And it's available also worldwide. These licensed professional counselors specialize in anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, trauma, sleeping, relationships, anxiety, stress, depression. Whatever it is that you may need, they're there for you. And everything that you share is confidential. It's secure, convenient, professional, affordable. And also they have financial aid that's available for those who qualify. But of course, I have to stress that it's not a crisis line. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option, especially for my Too Tired to Be Crazy listeners. You can get 10% off of your first month using my discount code Violet. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/Violet to get 10% off of your first month. So all you have to do is simply fill out a questionnaire to help them better assess your needs and get matched with the counselor that you're going to love. And again, if you don't love that counselor, they'll find someone else for you that fits you. That fits your needs. So once again, that's betterhelp.com/Violet for 10% off of your first month.
Oh my God. What are you currently into? What kind of wellness?
I had this really bad case of eczema, which is like this.
I have it.
I think like 30 million Americans.
I'm allergic to my cat. I have it under my eye.
It's terrible. And I've been just like figuring out how I can cure this eczema. And it's basically through your diet. Oh. I can tell you eating that red pepper right now is not helping your eczema.
So I have this thing where I have this thing where I eat red pepper whole. And it's like not an American thing because I just sit and I take bites from it like it's an apple. But red pepper, that's a vegetable. I thought that's just good for you.
Unfortunately, a lot of vegetables and even fruits that you eat that you think are healthy are not healthy. It's this protein called lectins that are in, you know, living organisms all have a defense mechanism. Whether you're a human or you're an insect, whether you're a rodent, whether you're a plant, even plants have this or grow these things called lectins, and they don't want their predators, which could be an insect or an animal or even a human, to eat them. So you're technically eating lectins. Which is this, peppers are high in lectin, so you're like basically poisoning yourself by eating a red pepper.
Okay. Wait, so where's your eczema?
It's on the inside of my arms, I have it on my neck, I have it on my ears, and I only had it as a kid growing up on my back of my legs and in my arms. And as I got older, I've popped up in certain places. And
stress makes it come out more?
For sure.
I have eczema under my eye. One time I was actually on a date. It was like my first date. This guy met on a Raya 2 years ago, whatever. And I thought it was going okay. I mean, it wasn't like the best, but it was going all right. And then out of nowhere, he's like, hey, you know you got eczema under your eye, right? I was sure. Like, thanks, dude. Like, cool. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it definitely flares up when you have emotional stress, but it's all about gut health.
Okay.
So if you have the right bacteria growing in your gut, you'll be able to stave off eczema. And I'm learning how to get there now.
Okay. So when you researched yesterday and you said it's part of your diet, so what are some good things for me? Because people always ask me if I'm putting anything on my eczema, which I don't. I wish I took better care of myself. But do you know of any creams or any foods that are good for that?
Unfortunately, a lot of the topical things you could put on your eczema are only like temporary relief. Which is why I say that gut health is so important and you really need to feed the good bacteria of your gut and not the bad. So it's all diet.
So
all the foods that you should and shouldn't be eating. Tomatoes are horrible for you. peas, horrible.
Okay, I don't like them.
Squash, terrible.
Aww.
But good ones are like broccoli, cauliflower.
Oh, okay, I like
that. But a lot of it depends on how you prepare your food. So if you like pressure cook your food, a lot of the lectins will fall away. I can go on for hours about this. I'm literally obsessed with wellness right now.
That's awesome. I wish I was obsessed with wellness. I've noticed that recently my body has been changing and I'm totally dairy. I'm totally becoming allergic to dairy. Thank God this podcast is mostly women, because so I can admit this, but I feel like I never talk about number two, but I feel like I literally shit myself
you have a leaky gut.
Yeah.
Which means the bacteria that's in your gut leaks and all the bacteria is going into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
And causing the eczema and your number two.
Really? So the dairy is affecting my eczema too?
1,000%.
Oh my God, this has been really bad.
But if you drink dairy or have dairy from a certain cow, which is only in, I believe, Switzerland, France, and Italy, you can have that dairy, but you can't have it in mostly in America.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Because cows mutated, I want to believe, say 50 years ago, and they produced this A1 casein. Do I sound like a crazy person? I'm sure I do.
No, you're so smart. A1 casein, I'm amazed.
That is hard to digest. So if you buy A2 milk, which I think they sell like Bristol Farms and Target, you can buy it for $4 and that milk could be digest a lot better.
I actually believe that with the dairy being different, because I know that's one of my favorite things when I go to Europe or I go back to Israel where I grew up. I'm obsessed with the dairy there because it just tastes differently. And like, I swear, when I moved to the US, I think there was something in the milk because my boobs grew overnight.
A1 casein.
Yeah. Okay, moving on from...
Back to the store.
Yeah. Okay, so who would you say your inspiration was when you first started? Did you have any?
It's really strange because I never had any inspiration growing up. I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I did okay in school, but there was never one...
That's kind of good to know subject. You did okay in school because you come off so smart. So it actually feels like a relief to know that you can be like this and still do okay in school.
I never like excelled in one specific subject. So I was like, I want to like study English. I want to study math. I did study computer science in college. I was probably the worst computer scientist in my major, but it was like the closest thing that my parents would have wanted me to do, that I can easily get a job out of college, but I wasn't passionate about it. And I didn't know what I was passionate about until I started blogging.
Hey guys, quickly wanted to tell you about one of my sponsors today. It is Lola. Lola, I've spoken about them before. They are a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing wipes. The founders are two females, and basically they one day decided that if we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use, why shouldn't we be the same with our feminine care products? And they now offer sex products as well. Sex by Lola line is now available for subscription. You can add it to your period subscription, so everything is conveniently delivered to you on your ideal schedule. In addition to condoms and personal lubricant, Lola also offers cleansing wipes. These wipes are safe for use anywhere in your body. They're perfect for a midday refresh or post-sex cleanup. They're individually packaged and perfect for the on-the-go. It's approved by gynecologists and hypoallergenic. For every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across all the U.S. I've been using their tampons now for like the past two months when I've had my period. I love them. They come in different sizes. It's shipped to my door, which I love, so I don't have to go to the pharmacy to buy them. For 30% off of your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter Violet when you subscribe. Again, that's mylola.com, mylola.com, and enter Violet when you subscribe to get 30% off of your first month subscription, whether it's for the pads that you're looking for or Sex by Lola.
What do you think makes you stand out compared to other entertainment websites?
I think when I first started out, it was about consistency. Like, consistency is key. I was constantly updating the website and made sure I was like the first person to report on a lot of topics. At the time, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and Jennifer Aniston were the hot button topic. And I made sure to report on every move of theirs. And all of the consumers and readers that were visiting my website, like, knew they could visit my site and be the first ones to get that information. And to this day, like, I that's what I need to focus on, you know, being the first one to report on a certain thing so people know to like visit the website.
But how do people even hear about you or find out about you, like regular readers?
It's all word of mouth. And now social media, I think, right. People, especially with Instagram stories, that swipe up,
people
like share the stories. Then it was like on forums, people would link to the forum, link from a forum to the website, or people would like have to email links to their friends and share the story. That's how it was done, old school.
How many stories were you writing a day when it was just you?
I would think around 40. And that's crazy. A lot, but I was obsessed. Like I would, at the time there wasn't cell phones. Internet was not readily available. I carried around my laptop and I think like a Wi-Fi card to like stick into my laptop because laptops didn't have Wi-Fi in their laptops at the time. And I would be at the club celebrating a friend's birthday at like 3 a.m. in the corner, like updating, you know, Britney Spears shaved her head, got to write about it. And I had to make sure I'd be the first one to write about it. I didn't take the subways in New York because I had to be above ground to have internet connection. I just like made sure I was like at the top of my game all the time.
How did you find out about stories before the people to write about, or you were just the fastest?
I had different sources and I still have various sources. I would be talking to certain people. I would be reading about it on certain forums, certain live journals, Zangas. Back then I had an RSS reader. Do you know what that is?
No.
Yeah. basically I would be tracking like thousands of websites and it's basically what Instagram is today. You're tracking like thousands of Instagram accounts and everything comes into one feed. And same thing with back then, it's RSS feeds. All these websites would come into this one website and I would check this one website and make sure I got the quickest information all the time.
Wow, I'm so impressed by you. And I don't say that often to people. But you're like, holy shit, that's also really interesting. That's really cool. What do you think a really big misconception is about you?
A lot of people don't know what it looked like. So one time I was at Soho House and went up to Chelsea Handler and introduced myself. And she's like, you're Asian? You're just Jared? Like, what WTF? And another, people just assume I'm like, Chelsea said this. She assumed I was this fat white guy that worked out of his parents' basement.
I got that with daddy issues.
I got like the parent part, but I'm not white or fat.
Yeah, no, you're not. You're neither. Wait, have you ever had an incident where, because not everyone knows what you look like, where a celebrity or somebody you wrote about that maybe didn't love the piece talk shit about you, or even a regular person, you're just standing next to them and they're talking shit about just Jared, like it sucks or this and that, and you're just standing right next to them?
No, that's never happened. I think...
Not yet.
Okay. I think my site is so respectful that people don't have that ill will toward me. And I like to be able to walk into a room and not feel uncomfortable about a story I've written about them. And that's kind of been my MO. Like, I never want someone to feel uncomfortable about something I've written because everything that's out there is like public knowledge. A lot of the information I know for myself, I keep to myself. Information that's inherently negative, I like kind of report the news, but it's already out there.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really target someone who's, I don't know, getting a divorce or someone who's already split. If I know the information, I don't put it out there first. I like make sure someone else reports it first and then I report it.
Oh, is that really how it always works?
For negative news.
Oh, I mean, got it.
Or unless I have like the blessing of the publicist or the talent directly. There's no reason for me to like want to burn a bridge just to break a story.
Yeah.
Like I like to build relationships in this business. I don't want to burn bridges.
That is how you stand out. I feel like that's definitely different. Like you're not like a Daily Mail. I feel like their titles always are something rude and it's unnecessary, you know?
Yeah.
But like with you, I do feel like it's more respectful, and I feel like that does make you way more likable.
I mean, news is news. Like, you can just say the who, what, where, when, and let people judge for themselves. Like, there's no reason for me to put a negative spin on anything, because news is news.
Yeah, and I feel like especially nowadays with Instagram, the way it is, and social media, I feel like in a weird way, everyone wants to be written about. Like, it used to be that people like maybe wanted some privacy, but I almost feel like now sometimes it's like the celebrities have their publicists reach out to a lot of these places in order to be written about.
Yeah, I mean, everyone does need to be publicized about. Being in this chair is very helpful, I will say, a lot of the time. But I don't know if celebrities just say they don't want to be written about. I don't know. Or maybe there's a certain level of stardom that you need to be that people are over it. But at the end of the day, even the mega A-list stars still need to be written about. People need to go see their movies. Like,
yeah.
Studios need to fund these films. Like, they still need the press.
Okay. So, like, I read that you toured with Rihanna, which was really crazy. Yeah. So, I read that in 2012, you toured with Riri. With Rihanna, because you were the only one that she agreed to have around her on her tour that could write about her.
There was a ton of other press on the plane. I was just fortunate enough to have access to her every night. We like took photos together, and I don't know, it was just like a good time for both of us. It was like definitely a symbiotic relationship. She knew one press for her album, and I got the access.
Why do you think she chose you?
I think we just had a long-standing relationship. I think and even to this day, like, I support artists super early on. And a lot of artists remember that. I remember writing about Kesha's TikTok back in the day, and she remembers. You know, like, she let me borrow her jumpsuit for Halloween one time because I wanted to dress up as Kesha for Halloween. Just people remember the little things, you know, like, I start supporting people before they're big, and they remember that.
That's really cool. What's the craziest story you've ever covered?
Craziest story. I remember when Prince Harry was naked in, I think it's in Vegas. And these photos just leaked out, and that was like a huge scandal. I definitely wasn't the first one to report it, but it definitely kept the meter up for traffic for a while.
Did you guys actually post his?
I can't remember if we did. We might have like linked to somewhere else, but there was definitely a lot of coverage surrounding that event for sure.
Wow, I can't even remember that story. I feel like that's how much I like don't sometimes get involved in celeb stuff that I didn't even know.
But
that
also
happened.
News, the turnover rate is so high now that like people will forget the next day, even if it is a huge scandal. Like, people love to forgive also. People love to give second chances.
Do you feel like a lot, especially millennials and Generation Z, in a weird way, care more about celeb, quote unquote, news when it comes to internet celebs more now than these like A-star celebs, or it depends?
I don't know. I feel like that consumption is very different. I would say if an influencer is very authentic, people would feel like they would buy their merchandise. And the same thing with an actor, a musician. If people feel like they're authentic, they'll buy their music. But it just really depends on authenticity. I think authenticity really is key for someone to support an artist. Like, you can visit their Instagram page, but not support them, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I feel like if there were two stories written, and one was Prince Harry's nudes leaked, and then the other one was like, I don't know, Logan Paul's nude leaked, I would probably look at Logan's nudes. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't care about the other one.
Yeah. I mean, I also think it's a different generation. And I think with my website, we cover the gamut. And there's so many young influencers and big, older celebrities that the world loves to, you know.
That's true. If Harry Styles' nudes leaked, I would look at that. So I guess it depends. So I guess it like really depends. Let's see. So now it's the same thing where with where everyone gets their stories from, like all the people that work for you is the same thing. It's just like from different sources and publicists and all that. They just reach out and they just keep writing.
There's just so many different avenues to get a story. And my website is very picture heavy. So kind of in the way that Instagram was birthed, like it's very visual. Mm-hmm. And same thing with Just Jared. Like there's... we need a strong photo as our lead image. And then we have like a gallery of photos that people can like click through.
What happens if you guys, if someone that worked for you accidentally wrote something that wasn't true? Has that ever happened before?
I think my editors are trained well enough now to like, if they're unsure of anything, they'll run up past me. But my website's very like clean cut. We don't really guess on stories. We only like report the facts.
So how, I feel like a lot in a weird way, it's like really not specific, but I feel like you guys pick and choose who you write about on Just Jared and Just Jared Jr., but mainly Just Jared. So how does one even get noticed by you or to even be considered for you to write about them?
I would say Just Jared is very curated. We definitely have our beat on who we cover, and a lot of it is talent. Like if you have a talent, and especially in the film, modeling, fashion, music, those industries, you'll get covered.
But I've noticed, I feel like when it comes even like to YouTubers, you focus on some YouTubers more than you focus on other ones. And I can't figure out like what the difference is.
There might not be a rhyme or reason. Some of it is like who an editor might like. Some of it is what traffic might drive. Some of it might be who I have a personal relationship with. Some might be who like publicists have a relationship with my team. There's like so many different ways for a story or talent to be covered.
Do you feel like some people, if they started, or even if they're pretty popular in their own way, like they can feel intimidated by you if they find out that you run Just Jared?
Intimidated. I mean, not that many people like individually reach out to me. I'm sure people could, and people could slide into my DMs any day. It's not hard to do that. But I don't know. I guess you told me yourself that you think I'm intimidating. So
yes. Yeah, I feel like that question was more for me. Yeah, I feel like I've gotten intimidated by you a little bit for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe just the way you come up. But like, I feel like even recently, we were acquaintances, like we know each other, but then even recently, even after we already know each other and I've been to a party or two of yours that you've invited me to, like I saw you recently at like, what's his name, Glenn Powell's birthday. I saw you and I wanted to say hi, but for some reason, maybe because I was just sober that night, I just felt intimidated and I just didn't want to say hi because I felt uncomfortable. I don't know what it is.
I think for me especially, I need to have a full conversation with someone to have that relationship.
Maybe for me too. Maybe that's what it was. I can't be fake. And I felt like I just couldn't be fake.
I don't even know. Maybe I also need like facial recognition. Like I need to like, once I converse with someone, then I recognize their face. And then I can like move on and have an actual conversation. This is our first like real conversation.
That is true.
We've never, you know, said more than nothing than hello, basically. Yeah. So it's hard for me to like register that. And if I met someone, or if I saw you again at a party before today, I would be like, hi.
Right. Yeah. Or so like if you were with people I know,
it's just like, what's our common ground?
Yeah.
What are we going to talk about?
Like the first Halloween party that you invited me to, which was last year, I was like surprised. I was like, oh my God, he actually invited me. That's so cool. Which is so pathetic that I'm admitting it, because like I'm obviously cool and I have to remember that I am. But I was like really flattered because I felt like for some reason, I think it's because I really respect you and I think you're really smart. And I think a lot of times, not that there's a misconception about you that you're not smart, but I feel like you're a little different than some other entertainment websites, and you're just really smart. Like even when you were talking about things you were interested in and computer science and all that, and because I look up to people with a really big work ethic, I think that's what makes me intimidated, or I act differently with people like that.
I mean, even myself, when I first moved to LA about 7 maybe even 8 years ago, I've cycled through a whole bunch of friends since then, and we were talking about Hollywood earlier and just it, this possibly being like a lonely place. And it can be, you know, like if you don't have that core group of friends, it's really hard to live in this town.
Do you ever feel like people may want to use you because of what you do? Because you can write about them and help them?
For sure. But also at the same time, thankfully, maybe that's a good thing that I can be intimidating and people don't, I mean, people know not to ask unless there's a reason. And I'm not going to be friends with someone just for that reason.
Right. But have you ever gone those type, like when, at least when you first moved to LA and you weren't aware of how Hollywood is or entertainment industry in general, like have you ever made those friendships and then realized that they, it wasn't like a real friendship because they just wanted something from you?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm not friends with the same people that I was when I first moved to LA.
Yeah.
But also I do understand that this is a business, you know, I need people, they need me.
Right.
Funny enough, like Meghan Markle, who's royalty now, reached out to me and DM'd me. I have screen caps of those of her, you know, asking for me to write about her lifestyle blog or to write about this new show she was in. You know, again, it's a symbiotic relationship. You know, that's why I like to build bridges in this town because I'm in it for the long road.
Do you ever wish you were on the other side of the article or do you love being behind the scenes?
I'm getting more and more comfortable being in front. I used to never want to do it. Same thing with you. Like you didn't want to put your public image out there for a long time. And neither did I. I didn't want people to think that I wanted to be a celebrity. That's not my goal. I love to celebrate celebrity. That's what birthed Just Jared. But now that I want to, you know, like push my brand in new directions, like being the face of Just Jared is helping.
I think it does too. It kind of, I think it makes Just Jared even more likable or even more like a real like news place because now I know the face behind it. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Keep spreading the word.
Yeah. This is important because I think this is some certain things people don't know about entertainment industry. So one thing, I don't know if everyone's aware, but it's a known thing that like, for example, which by the way, I'm friends with the Kardashians. I like them. I'm known for liking them. I've never said anything bad, so this is not coming off in a bad way. But it's a known thing that Kim Kardashian calls a paparazzi before she shows up to places to take pictures of her. And she even, I think, has them edit them or something before it gets posted. My question was, do celebs do the same thing with you? But I guess you kind of already said that they do hit you up in order to write about them.
To do articles, for sure. I've rarely worked with paparazzi to stage a photo. Usually, you know, they're just like pitched to me.
What are some, like, since you are behind the scenes and you're in this industry, like, do you know of any some other things that celebrities do that they pretend like they don't do?
I guess it does bother me a bit when celebrities preach like body positivity and being, you know, the authentic selves when they're not comfortable themselves. There's this Instagram account, it's called Celeb Face, that like calls out celebrities who facetune themselves, who, you know, like who show the biggest of celebrities, both thin and plus size, who do tweaks on themselves because they're not comfortable with their own body image. I guess, you know, we're all trying our best. We're all doing our best. But everyone has to know that even the biggest of models and celebrities also have insecurities.
I feel like at this point, it almost becomes a weird habit where even if the picture is perfect, I mean, even when you look at celeb face, sometimes it's the smallest changes for unnecessary. But I feel like even when the picture is perfect, it's something in our brain now that makes us want to change something. It's like a sickness.
I don't want to call anyone out, but like there was one celebrity on celeb face where they show like the before and after, and it's a video. The videos are my favorite of the before and after. And they were on the red carpet and they literally pushed their stomach in like an entire like inch.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
An inch on this, an inch on a phone is a lot. And I guess it was a bad angle, but maybe it was the wrong outfit. I don't know. But you need to like FaceTune for tweaks. It's not for like full body changes.
You completely change your face. And it's funny because I know exactly what you're talking about too. But I feel like she's known though for a lot of times for doing that. I'm not going to say her name, But I know what you're talking about. But I mean, I feel like that's a funny thing. I feel like everyone I know has a Finsta. I have a Finsta, like a fake account. And we all follow Celeb Face and those other accounts. And we all find
it. I follow it on my public one. I don't care. Oh,
other people don't. But we all find it like funny, I guess. Not funny, but it's always like interesting to see who's Photoshopping it. But the truth is, we all Photoshop. I'm not going to lie and pretend like I've never Photoshopped. I have.
Yeah. I mean, I still Photoshop myself. I think it's only funny because those images were public and then people tweak them. If you're going to tweak them, tweak private photos. Like, don't tweak the public ones because everyone will like call you out on it.
Yeah, that is the funniest one. So when I see, because people can just, because I think everyone just assumes people are too lazy to Google the real pictures.
True.
But they're not. And people like...
Well, everyone just follow Celeb Face. It's the best account.
Yeah. I mean, I follow like a few different ones. I follow Celeb Face and like some other ones. I forgot the names. But it is really interesting. Sometimes it actually makes me feel better because you're like, oh, they're normal. They're just like me where they get insecure or like, oh, okay, this is what they really look like. Now I feel better because they look like a regular person here. Thank God. So like, I do feel relieved. Do you feel like it's hard to make friends in this industry or has it gone easier for you?
I touched upon it before. Like I've cycled through friends since I moved to LA. But I definitely have a great core of friends now who I know I can rely on.
Are they all celebrities or are some of them regular people? No, quote unquote regular.
I mean, this town is Hollywood, so most of them are, but I think I like to have friends in all walks of life, old, young, business in the business, not. I mean, it's just important to have a well-rounded life, I think. Same thing with variety is the spice of life. I say that for all aspects of life. Your diet should be varied. Some normal peppers. All your habits should be varied. Like you shouldn't be doing only like one thing or have one.
I agree.
Set of friends all the time.
I think it's good to have a mix. But do you feel like with some of your celeb friends that you're really, really close friends with, did they ever feel like they had to walk on eggshells with you to not divulge certain information because they were scared that you or maybe people who work for you were going to write about it, or they just could trust you from the get-go?
I would say that they weren't real friends if they had that thought, especially now. Maybe at the beginning of the friendship, they weren't sure because they were getting to know me. But I think as they got to know me, they know I'm a vault. I don't say anything to anyone.
Okay, that's good. So like, let's say you had a celebrity friend that's like super, super, super famous. And then something really crazy happens. No one knows about it yet, but they just divulge it to you because you're just next to them and they just needed to just let it out. How would you handle it?
It's not even divulging. It's also just being in the presence or being around them. They don't even have to say anything to me. I just know, but they know that I won't write about it, or their manager knows I won't write about it. Or do you mean like it's not even just them? It's their team.
So it's not worth it for you. Like, even if you know, like, it would make the headlines and you, like, got it out first, it's not worth it for you to lose that friendship.
At all. I mean, people know that they can trust me if they have me around, for sure.
Okay, so I guess that's in a way how you set boundaries of what to write about, what not. Like, if they don't even need to tell you, don't talk about
it. I would say I'm the opposite of most journalists. Most journalists are, like, on the record unless people ask it to be off. I'm always off the record unless people ask it to be on.
Yeah, I feel like that is more like who you are, because I guess maybe it's more scary than to be around, you're right, journalists or PR people. I feel like you think they're your friend and out of nowhere they'll just be like, wait, what did you mean by that? And you're like, fuck, I did not mean it like that at all, you know?
I was just watching this television show when someone was like, I was watching Succession, my favorite show. They were like, oh, I didn't mean to like say that. Like, can we backtrack? And the journalist was like, that's not how journalism works. You can't like say off the record before we start our interview.
Well, I had, when I was like in a quote unquote scandal a couple, 2 months ago, whatever. And this one tabloid place, I'm pretty sure it was the Daily Mail. They wouldn't stop calling me because they somehow got my number and they wouldn't stop calling me. And I finally picked up and I said, please don't call me. And then this girl, she like put me at ease and she's like, hey, listen, off the record, what do you think, blah, blah. And I was like an idiot because I didn't have a publicist in that moment. I was just like, oh, I mean, I guess he's not that bad. I guess I feel like maybe he was trying to do this or that. And she's like, oh, yeah, okay, cool, take care. And then she like wrote, I got an exclusive conversation with Violet Bensonbalba, and I was like, I didn't think that was allowed. I was so surprised.
That's shouldn't be allowed, but obviously you got burned.
Yeah. Well, I learned my lesson.
Well, you just have to know in this town who you can trust and who you can't trust. I would say that all walks of life, not even in this business, you just have to be able to trust certain people.
Yeah, I feel like you start to learn as you get like more in this industry for sure. What would you say your biggest struggle is in doing what you do for a living?
I think because my business is an internet business, it's 24/7, 365. It's hard to stay on top of it. And you have to find passionate workers. And thankfully have a great team. Shout out David. And then my entire team. Everyone is amazing. And they've been with me for so many years. Probably 8, possibly 10. At this point, it's hard to find good help.
That's true.
Whether it's an assistant, whether it's whoever, like, you never know what they could do. They could, like, take all your secrets and move on somewhere else.
But they also sign NDAs and non-competes, right?
But even so, like, what are you going to sue your former employee?
Yeah.
Like, it happens, but you really have to find passionate people. Like, people may think they want to be in this business to become an actor, but they really want to be a celebrity.
Yep.
There's tons of perks to being a celebrity, yes, but if you're not passionate about the acting and passionate about the craft, you're going to fail. You're going to not be in this for the long haul. And people can see right through that. And it's not cool.
I actually really agree with that. I feel like I've only been able to succeed in things when I've been passionate about them. At least that's who I am as a person. And things that I was whatever about, I feel like everyone could feel that energy. And that's why it didn't really work out.
And that's the one thing I would tell someone who's younger and trying to get in this, or in life, like, find your passion. Like, take classes, take internships, like, find a mentor. Like, you need to find what your passion is in life and find out how you can work, but actually make it fun.
Yeah.
So fun that you won't even think it's work anymore.
Yeah. And I agree with you, because that is the problem now. I feel like that's what some people don't succeed, quote unquote, in being an influencer, whatever that is. I don't even like that word, a creator or whatever they're trying to move forward
content
to.
Creator.
Yeah. It's because they want to be a celebrity versus actually passionate of doing, whether it's acting or creating content or writing or whatever. It's just, they just want fans, but they don't know why.
Even if it's creating content, find the content that you love, like, whether it is sports, whether it's entertainment, whether it's health and wellness. Like, you have to find your passion of, like, what you love and will be obsessed about, because once you find that passion, it's not going to feel like work anymore.
Do you feel like you're still really passionate about Just Jared and Just Jared Jr.?
I would say I'm not passionate about the day-to-day blogging, because literally I was, like, attached to my work. But I'm passionate about pop culture. I still love the business, the art of filmmaking and storytelling. Whether I was blogging or not, I still would be in this business. I just love it too much not to want to be involved in some capacity.
Okay, so I need to know if this is true. So on some random website last night when I was Googling, it said, when this was, I'm pretty sure this happened, it was about last year, the year before, but it said the JustJared.com net worth in a 2018 website, it said it was estimated at $25 million. What the fuck? Did you know that?
I did not know that, but I mean, I'm personally not worth that. If the website were to sell, probably, I don't know. I want this to be my retirement. You know, I've worked so long and hard in this business that I want to be able to take off and, you know, find other passions in life. You know, Just Jared isn't my end all be all.
Yeah.
But I would like financial security to, like, do other things in life.
Did you ever try to figure out what it's worth? Or is this the first time that you even found out that somebody put an estimate for
I've had offers for people to buy my website long, long time ago. And I turned them down, mostly in part because I didn't feel comfortable with A, like, who that partner was, and B, I still feel like it's me. And I'm not ready to, it hasn't evolved enough where I feel comfortable selling it.
If that or means. Saying goodbye to it. You feel like you're not done with it yet.
I mean, even if I were to sell, I'm sure I would be involved with it in some capacity. I know there's much more to be done.
That's just so crazy. I don't think anyone understands. Like, I can't believe that's crazy. To me, $25 million, like, even to be an estimate for it, and that was last year. I'm sure it grows every year. That's so cool.
I mean, for the longest time, I've always wanted to open up different verticals on my website, whether it be fashion, music, health, beauty. And they all like seem like a business venture. They didn't feel like passions. And I feel like only pretty recently, like fashion specifically, I was telling you earlier, I started styling. That has certainly become a new passion for me and I'm obsessed with it. And the same thing with health and wellness. And I feel like I could actually open those verticals today and feel comfortable knowing much more about it than I did a year ago. And I feel like because I'm passionate about it, then I would put in the work to grow that side of the business that isn't there yet.
I mean, no, I believe that you will succeed in whatever it is you put your mind into based on how you talk. I mean, I believe that. That is cool. So how long have you been passionate in styling?
Well, our mutual friend, Joey King, she needed some styling work done back in February. Her mom called me up and was like, can you please help us find an outfit for her? So I think it was the Teen Vogue cover party. We used a Ferragamo pair of overalls that looked super awesome. She had her head shaved super short at that time. She just finished filming The Act, which she's nominated for an Emmy for.
And it was really good.
It's amazing. And I've been friends with her for, I think, over 6 years now.
Oh.
And she did not have the best fashion sense back then.
Well, she's really young.
Yeah, she is super young. And she was even younger then.
Yeah.
So back then, I like had her hire a stylist and she like cycled through a few of them before her mom was just like, can you please help? And I was a little apprehensive just because there are so many stylists out there. They all do great jobs. But for me, I was super passionate about Joey specifically. She's a dear friend. Her family is my family. And I just knew I would be passionate about it because fashion has always been a big thing for me. And it was always like in the background. I never pursued it as a career. But because I love Joey so much, I like, knew that was the right match. Mm-hmm. And it turned out well.
So it kind of started in February. So it's been going on this year. What do you think what do you see your future being in that?
It's just like one of many different wheels spinning for me. Like I was telling you, like health and wellness is also becoming a passion of mine. And because styling is like, I'm willing to take on more clients. I just want to be super passionate about it. I want to find actors whose acting I like will fall in love with, like that I really deeply respect. And there's a bunch of actors out there who I would love to work with. I just, you know, haven't found the right person to connect with, or I'm sure it'll happen. You know, like,
yeah.
I know that the stars align when the timing's right.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people also are not aware that that's one of your passions and that you're really good at it too. You know what I mean? So, I mean, do a lot of people know that you style Joey?
A lot of people don't. I mean, I don't really put it, I have a styling page on Instagram. It's called Jared Ng Studios. And it's basically my book of all the work I've done with her. And I don't know, I talk with a whole bunch of publicists and they're like, oh, you started styling? And, you know, I want the work to speak for itself, so I don't want to like broadcast, you know, Jared Ng, the stylist.
I mean, technically, you can just write about yourself and it'll be out there.
I could, but I would like things to be a little bit more organic, you know, like I want someone to be like, you know, Joey's style looks good, like who's working with her, and like I want to be hired that way. You know, I don't have an agent to like vouch for me at this point, but who knows, you know, something will happen. I'm sure the ball will start rolling somewhere.
Is Just Jared a company?
Yes.
I was just randomly thinking about that. Is it a C Corp?
I believe it's an S Corp.
So I forget, an S Corp, can you have shareholders with an S Corp?
I believe so.
Oh my God, my accounting sucks. I used to be an accountant.
Everyone should take business class. I should have taken a business class when I was younger. But
because then you get shareholders to hold a stake in the company. So
yeah,
then
I mean, I've never done that. I'm open to it. But again, I just haven't found that right partner who's passionate and who wants to align, who would align properly with my brand.
Got it. Yeah, actually, maybe never mind. I need to look it up. I'm pretty sure an S Corp is like... it's equal partners. I think it has to be equal partners versus a partnership. You can have different percent. This is useless. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. Everyone that's falling asleep while driving right now, my bad. Forget I'm even talking about it. But I feel like
my favorite thing with podcasts, by the way,
what?
And audiobooks is to listen to them on 1.5 speed. Did you ever do that?
Always. I do that. I am on Adderall.
I told you, work smarter, not harder. I like to consume things faster and want to be able to listen to more things.
I even watch podcast. I watch even these YouTube videos where it's like a psychic and you pick a card between four different stacks and then it kind of tells you something quote unquote specific about your future. And I watch those and she's supposed to be really calming and puts you at ease. And even her, I watch at 1.5 to 2.0.
Can you
speed.
Watch all YouTube videos at different speeds?
Yes.
Oh.
I would know. I do all. I can watch a regular speed. Yeah.
I guess I don't watch enough YouTube videos to do that, but it's so amazing. I love it.
I feel like one thing, it's cute because I feel like one thing I've always been passionate about and I will continue to be passionate about, but one thing that I enjoy is tutoring math. And I was just talking about it with my sister that I feel like if I ever retire, I may go back to, I used to tutor math from high school all the way up till after college, but then I had to stop because when I was an accountant, it was really time consuming. But I feel like that's one thing I sometimes miss and I wouldn't mind going back to it. I just love math.
You can open up a tutoring business.
I know, but I feel like right now, I don't know if I would get taken seriously, so I have to stop doing what I do in order to do that.
I've just figured out the business name for that. It's called, ready? Math Issues.
I love that. I love that. Math Issues.
That's the name for your business.
Yep. Yeah. Oh my God. Maybe one day I wouldn't mind to retire and open a little center for math.
Why do you have to wait till you retire? You can still do it today.
Today, I just, okay. Yeah. I'll think about it. I mean, I'll put it on my goal list.
It's still part of the Daddy Issues umbrella, Math Issues.
That is true. I love math.
You need to solve the world's problems.
Okay. I'm curious. Because of what you do, have you ever dated a celebrity?
I've never dated a celebrity. When I was younger, I've always thought I would never date a celebrity, but I'm trying to be much more open-minded. And, if the right person falls into my lap, so be it. I'm not gonna.
What is your
type? You can't say no to love. That's a very good question. Someone who could fascinate me, someone who I also will fascinate, someone who make me laugh. Someone is super smart and witty. They basically just need to be at the top of their field or be on their way to that. I really need to be able to respect who I bring around my friends. I want to be able to feel proud to bring them around. And I think if you have a craft that you're passionate about and love, that'll emanate from yourself to others. And I feel like that kind of person I'd be super attracted to.
Interesting. I think you need an Aries or a Scorpio, based on what you said. Okay. I'm an expert. I did one podcast about zodiac signs. Now I'm an expert. I know you need. Okay. So you're not currently dating anyone.
I'm single and ready to mingle.
What's next for Just Jared? You said the integration of those other categories?
Yeah, I would love to open up different sections of the website. Fashion, music, movies, television.
Wait, what's the wellness difference from justjared.com is Just Jared Jr.?
The Jr. is a little bit more teen-oriented. So during when High School Musical came out, there's this huge audience for Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. And my regular readers were so sick and tired of seeing Zac and Vanessa, every other post. And so I just knew there was this voracious appetite for these readers, but I just knew it wasn't Just Jared. That's when Just Jared Jr. started, when High School Musical started.
Oh, High School Musical. I've never seen it, but that made me miss my friend Ashley. She was on it. I haven't seen her since Coachella. I was really mean to her.
You need to watch all of them. They are classics.
She's on,
and
right?
They are currently, I think they're all on Disney Plus now. So you need to.
I need to watch High School Musical. I've never seen it. I feel like maybe
it's
just going to
seem cheesy now, but at the time.
Well,
it was
like
perfect for that time.
I love watching musicals, actually.
I'm going to go see Frozen the Musical on Friday.
You are? Oh, okay. I thought it was like, do you want to come? But he's like, oh, I'm just going to go. Cool. Well, you have fun.
I'm sure you can get invited. I think it's the premiere.
Oh,
get your publicist to like get you an invite.
I was invited to that. I know what you're talking about. I thought it was just like a movie or like I didn't
Frozen 2 is that now also.
No, I was invited. I didn't think it was like an entertainment industry thing. I thought it was just like you're going with friends.
With friends, but it is a premiere.
Okay, got it. I was invited to that. I don't really go to premieres though.
You said you like musicals.
But I don't like going to premieres. I'm really weird about going to premieres.
Why?
I don't like going to premieres and getting my picture taken.
Because?
First of all, I haven't practiced my poses. I hate the way I look in pictures. And I always get a lot of anxiety. And B, I don't mean to sound humble, but it's like I know I've succeeded and achieved a lot, and I know I've
that's called a humble brag, but continue.
And I know I have friends who have achieved less and they love going to these premieres, but I feel like until I have something that I want to really crazy promote, I have no reason to be at the premieres. Yeah. I'm not in those movies and I'm not an actor and I don't want to be one. So it's like, why am I showing up to the premieres? That's just how I feel. I go to the screenings afterwards, but like I just don't want to walk the red carpet. I just feel like, not that I'm not worthy, because I am, I'm great, but like I just don't care for it. I don't know.
I would say I was in the same seat like 10 years ago. Like there
are people. Cool.
You will at some point, you know, you just have to find, or you will find rather, that time in your life when you're gonna want to. I mean, I still don't feel comfortable doing red carpets, but I'll take pictures like inside. That feels more organic to me. But you know, maybe you need to hire a stylist so you can work on your poses and your.
I know, maybe that's what I need. Maybe, but I think maybe it'll change in 2020. Like I'm working on my bad bitch like persona. Like now, I feel like I just pretend to be it, and I feel like in 2020, I really will step it up, and I will be like, I fucking deserve to be on this red carpet, so I'm gonna be here. So I think it's gonna change.
You also just find your image.
Exactly.
And what is the daddy issues? Image. Is it a casual one? Is it a super professional one? Is it a cutesy one? Is it a girly one? Is it a masculine one? Is it prints and colors? Is it black and white? Is it
okay. Think about all of that. Oh my god, yeah. I think I have to refigure all that out. But that's really interesting. I'm gonna add that to my goal board.
I would say, yeah, you should have an inspiration board about what you want your look to be like and go from there.
I love that. Okay, I'm going to do that. Okay, so what is next for you?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
I guess all the above. To continue growing Just Jared, to continue growing my styling business, to cure this damn eczema, to work on my gut health. It's all about bettering yourself. Bettering all walks of life. I think there's so many different avenues my life is taking right now. I'm kind of like at a pivot. And I really want to do better.
I love that. I'm at the pivot point too. I mean, it's going to sound so stupid, but my friends and I were just, my friend Rachel and this other guy, I'm not going to say his name because he's been too much in the public eye and stuff, but like we all want to get together and watch The Secret just to like re-inspire us and like just manifest everything we want for 2020, not just work-wise, just in general. Have you ever seen The Secret?
I don't think I have.
You haven't?
No.
Do you know what The Secret is?
No.
So why were you nodding? You're just agreeing for no reason.
Yeah.
I'm
agreeing that people should be re-inspiring themselves and figuring out how they could better their lives.
You know, The Secret is basically this movie that you watch and it tells you how to manifest everything into fruition. And some people don't believe in it. Some people do. But I watched The Secret when I was younger, like years ago. And I really do believe in it because, for example, at one point when I moved to America, we lost a lot of money moving to the U.S. And then at one point, my dad lost most of our money in stocks. And my thought process was, I will be rich. I will be rich. I am rich. And that was my thought process. So I always hung around rich kids. I figured out ways to make money on the side, which was like tutoring and other ways in order for me to constantly feel like I'm rich. And my parents used to always make jokes like, oh, but Violetta is the only rich girl in the family. And it was like the way my thought. So I was subconsciously manifesting being rich. And I always found myself in opportunities and in places where I was able to start making money or figure out like how to create a business and all that, including daddy issues.
Well, you are who you surround yourself with. So if you surround yourself with successful people, you're going to be successful. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, you find the right people that could help you get to where you want to be, and you help them. You know, it's
okay. So I guess you put it in more simple ways. But anyway, The Secret's really cool. I don't know if you, everyone should check it out. It's just this random like documentary called The Secret, and The Secret is how to manifest thoughts. So even sometimes, like, if you think, sometimes you bad things happen to you, and it kind of says that's because you've been thinking about it subconsciously, and that's why these bad things are coming your way. And it's really cool.
I would say yes and no. I mean, there's ways you could vocalize things, you're way more likely for it to happen. Because if you like vocalize to a friend that you want this to happen, and you vocalize it to like 20 friends, someone there is going to be able to help you. Do you mean? And if you don't vocalize it, no one knows you want that to happen. So no one's going to be able to help you with that. So I think the more you are outspoken about what you want, the more the universe will give back.
I love that. And that's also true. My old boss in accounting used to always tell me that if you want something, you got to ask. Like, for example, when you want a raise, that's one of the things you have to do. You have to go to one of the partners or to your bosses and be like, hey, I want a raise. Even if they weren't thinking about it before, now they're going to be thinking about it.
Because it's always a no until you ask.
So true. So you're so business savvy. I love that. Okay. So I mean, I was going to say, are you working on something that I missed? What are you currently working on? Is there anything else that I missed?
I think you've hit all the points.
Okay, cool. Is there anything that you feel like I didn't ask you?
Not really. We covered a lot.
Okay, good. Where can people find you?
I'm most active on my Instagram, I would say. At Jared Eng, JaredEng. And then at just Jared, at just Jared Jr., at Jared Eng Studios.
Any other ones?
I think that's all of them.
Are you also on Twitter or YouTube and those other platforms?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I don't really use them as much, but
is it all the same names?
Yes.
Okay, so at just Jared, at just Jared Jr., at Jared Eng, E-N-G, and at Jared Studio. I forgot the last one. What was it?
Jared Eng Studios, but that one is only on Instagram.
Okay, Jared Eng Studios.
Jared Eng.
Jared, fuck. I'm never going to invite it to anything you ever do again. Jared Eng Studios. Oh, that makes more sense. I thought you said Eng. I have bad hearing. I'm foreign.
Do you need it?
Actually, I'm deaf in one ear.
Really? Which one?
Left.
What happened?
It's a known thing that dyslexic people tend to have bad hearing on one of their ears. So I only found that out when I was like 14 or 15. I saw my sister talk on the phone, and she picked up the phone and she was talking on her left, on the left side. And I was like, Karen, how are you doing that? And she's like, what are you talking about? And I go, oh, I thought everything is better on your right side. Like, since, you know, we're both right-handed, I just assume also your right ear is better than your left. You know, since I can't write with my left ear, I can't hear my left ear. But
I
was wrong.
I swear if you get your gut health in check, it'll help with your dyslexia.
Oh, really?
Gut health is wealth.
Oh, my God. You're going to be a spokesperson for that next year.
Gut health, I'm telling you. It's all about gut health.
I agree. 2020 or even now, December 2019, I should figure out my gut health. When it comes to my diet, I'm really terrible with it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's why you're having all these issues. Violet issues.
Yeah, now it's Violet issues. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on Too Tired to Be Crazy and talking to me. I hope you enjoyed this.
You're too tired because you've been eating all these lectins.
No, I'm too tired to be crazy because I'm getting older and I'm just tired. That's it. But yeah, you're right. Actually, yeah, I'm too tired because the food is making me tired. That is true. Yeah. But I'm also on Adderall, so I'm awake.
Yes, but I think you, with, well, yeah.
Without, without these foods, I wouldn't even need Adderall is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow. Thank you for educating me. Okay, guys, if you have any questions, make sure to reach out to Jared himself at Jared Inc. and all of his other handles. If you have any questions for me, you can find me on at Violet Benson or Too Tired to Be Crazy. And obviously Daddy Issues, but do the other ones first. DM me on those because I'll probably be able to respond on that. You most likely this video will be on YouTube too, YouTube as well. So check that out on Too Tired to Be Crazy YouTube channel. And yeah, don't forget to leave me a review. I will love you forever. And I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.